there are so many stories out there. Some stories weave tales of adventure and action. Some tell stories of romance. Others, terrors beyond our imagination. But all stories create incredible worlds, fascinating landscapes, and interesting people. My name is Victor Cruz, and I am the curator within this vast library of worlds and realms, and it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the legends within the Anima Recording. Usually, it is very difficult to find this place, but given the rare circumstance, I believe you lot deserve a reward of some kind. How about this? I'll give you a private tour of this vast library. And maybe tell you a few stories from it. How's that? The curator begins walking, gesturing for the visitor to follow. As they move, the environment suddenly changes. Bookshelves seem to grow and recede and shift like a living maze. Occasionally whispers fill the air, like the voices of countless stories.
So, stranger, do you have a name, or would you perhaps like to be called Nobody?
Avalyn. My name is Avalyn.
Well, Avalyn, this library is no ordinary place. It grows like an ever-expanding forest, with every story, every memory, every dream ever written, or even imagined.
They stop at a vast circular window that peers into the endless horizons of floating shelves and spiraling towers of books, extending far beyond the eye can see.
So, what you're meaning to say is it's alive?
In its own way, yes. It breathes the words. The words become part of the world itself. Every story, every thought, every life ever lived finds its place here. That is why you were invited.
Invited? For what, exactly?
To become a part of it. To explore it. To learn from it. And perhaps, if the library wills it, to write a new chapter of your own.
The curator leads Avalyn into a chamber lined with what seems to be a giant scroll in ancient tomes. At the center of the room is an enormous pedestal with a book that seems to glow faintly with the life of its own.
Here lies the first story, the beginning of all beginnings.
A closer shot of the book reveals it's open to a blank page, but faint outlines of letters begin to form, shifting like they're waiting for something or someone to write them.
Why is it blank?
Because beginnings are never truly written. They are discovered.
The curator waves their hand, and a mist swirls around Avalyn. For a moment, images flash in front of her. Glimpses of adventures, dangers, stories she has yet to meet.
Hi, I'm Bill Daly, host of Squawk 77. I'm a licensed private pilot, and on this podcast, we dive into the intense, high-stakes world of aviation, where quick decisions can make the difference between life and death. We'll be talking with seasoned pilots who experience these real emergencies, those Squawk 77 moments, sharing their incredible stories of navigating through chaos in the cockpit, near misses, miraculous landings, and everything in between. But we're not just about modern-day aviation drama. We also take a journey back to the golden age of flight, exploring the iconic aircraft that defined an era. We'll revisit stories from days gone by, celebrating the pioneers and planes that paved the way for aviators today. So whether you're a fellow pilot, or just an enthusiast, or just someone who loves good adventure, Squawk 77 brings you right into the heart of the action. Make sure you subscribe to Squawk 77 wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at Squawk 77 Pod, or at YouTube at Squawk77 Podcast. Buckle up and join us for a wild ride through the skies.
What was that?
A taste of possibilities. You see, Avalyn, in the Anima Recordium, stories are never simply read. They are experienced. They are lived.
The camera follows as they continue walking. The shelves seem to stretch infinitely in all different directions, with no end in sight. Along the way, Avalyn spots strange, magical occurrences. Books floating down by themselves, characters whispering faintly from the pages, shimmering illustrations come to life.
This is overwhelming.
It is. But it's also why you're here. Every person who enters this place, every soul that arrives, brings something with them. A story untold. A past unexplored. A future yet to be written. This library grows, as do the stories within. You will find what you seek here. Though perhaps not in the way you expect.
They stop in front of a towering shelf labeled The Lost Tales, filled with books whose spines glow faintly. Avalyn looks up, intrigued.
What are these?
These are the stories of forgotten by time. Some lost by their creators, others abandoned. They wait here, patiently, for someone to finish them.
Avalyn reaches out hesitantly towards one of the glowing books, feeling a pull towards it.
Careful now. Stories can have a mind of their own. You mustn't rush into someone else's tale before you understand your own.
What if I don't have a story of my own?
Everyone has a story, dear. Even if it's yet to be discovered.
They arrive at a massive chamber where dozens of archivists, spectral figures with quills and scrolls, are diligently working. Each archivist floats from shelf to shelf, gathering knowledge, recording stories. One of them pauses to look at Avalyn, as if recognizing.
What are they doing?
The archivists maintain the balance of stories here. They keep the records straight, for the library's power comes from the harmony of tales themselves. Without them, stories would collide and collapse, overlap, and, well, let's just say, chaos would ensue.
The curator glances towards Avalyn meaningfully.
Your arrival here may change things, to say the least. The library itself will always be growing, and when it chooses a new guest, it means something about it must change.
Change how?
That, my dear, is the question of the day. No question only you can answer. But remember this. In this place, stories have a way of shaping those who read it, who experience them, or, in some cases, live them.
The scene shifts to a large domed room, with glass ceilings showing swirling stars and constellations made of ink and magic. Each constellation represents a different story, a different world. Avalyn gazes up, mesmerized.
Look around you, Avalyn. Every light in the sky is a story waiting to be told, to be experienced, to be heard, be lived. This is your new beginning.
Being pulled back, Avalyn stands at the threshold of something far greater than she imagined. She looks uncertain, but there's a spark of curiosity and determination in her eyes.
Where do I start?
Where all great stories start, with a single step. And a single phrase. Once upon a time.
As we pull away, Avalyn stands in the vast, endless library, dwarfed by the sheer magnitude of it, yet filled with infinite possibilities. And so, a new chapter in the Anima Recordium begins. Next time, on Legends from the Anima Recordium, a forgotten tale of a vast ocean and terrible monsters opens, ensuing chaos and challenges to the unknown. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at Anima Recordium Pod, and stream it on Spotify at Anima Recordium. Again, that's on TikTok at Anima Recordium Pod and Spotify at Anima Recordium.